With the downturn of the economy, the public outcry to reduce the amount of taxes dedicated to prisons and correctional expenditures has increased. As a result, many local, state, and federal governments are struggling to reduce the spending and tighten budgets. Reducing the inmate population by eliminating mandatory lengths for sentences and mandatory prison terms for enumerated offenses automatically reduces the cost of corrections. An example of a reform was the enactment of the New York Rockefeller Drug Laws. The Rockefeller Drug Laws were enacted in 1973 and gave New York the reputation of having the toughest punishments related to drugs. Rockefeller Drug Laws, named after Nelson Rockefeller, the governor at the time the laws were adopted, required a minimum of 15 years to life and a maximum of 25 years to life in prison for selling 2 ounces or possessing 4 ounces of drugs. The law came under harsh criticism, as many people thought it was unfair to place the nonviolent crime of drug trafficking into the same category of murder. In addition, many civil rights advocates criticized these laws for being overwhelmingly applied to more African Americans and Latinos than to the general population. In 2009, the laws were revised to remove the mandatory minimum sentencing element and give judges discretion to sentence offenders to shorter sentences or treatment. This change signaled a step away from incapacitation toward rehabilitation. In addition to eliminating mandatory sentences, governments are also developing community sentencing alternatives to incarceration. Intensive supervised probation, boot camp, and house arrest are less expensive alternatives to incarceration. In some of these programs, an offender has to pay for supervision costs of electronic monitoring and services. Although these programs are punitive in nature, they offer the offender more flexibility and help him or her to rehabilitate.